95 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from the KPR newsroom, and we'll have a look at your weather forecast as well. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. President Trump is hitting the road to sell his efforts to lower prices, even though he calls the affordability issue a hoax.
Members for cause, such as neglect of duty. But President Trump argues he should be able to pick whomever he wants for jobs in the executive branch. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports the justices seem concerned that the separation of powers among the branches of government has gotten murky.
You know, it seems like everyone agreed that independent agencies like the FTC and many others are not purely executive in function. Their board members and commissioners make rules and decide cases. Their actions affect people and businesses all over the country. And Solicitor General John Sauer, who was representing the Trump administration, argued that's why it's a problem that they're not accountable to the president.
NPR's Andrea Hsu reporting. On Wall Street and pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. In a change of course, private prison company Core Civic will apply for a permit to detain immigrants at its facility in Leavenworth. Zane Irwin reports.
Throughout a months-long court battle, Core Civic has argued that it does not need a permit to detain immigrants who lack legal status at its 1,000-bed facility in northeast Kansas. But now the company says it's applying for that permit anyway, though Core Civic maintains that it's not legally necessary. That could bring Leavenworth one step closer to becoming a regional hub for President Trump's mass deportation campaign. The Leavenworth City Commission has set tentative dates in February and March to consider the application in public meetings. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Overall, maternal and infant health has improved in recent years in Kansas. That's according to a scorecard from the nonprofit March of Dimes. But people of color still face the biggest disparities in the state. Nearly half of Kansans of Pacific Islander descent experience inadequate prenatal care, and the infant mortality rate for babies born to black mothers is nearly two times the rate of the state overall. A spokesperson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said the agency is working to address racial disparities, as well as working to improve access to maternal mental health care and substance use services. Joe Ceballos, the mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, has resigned. KSN reports the city announced his resignation last night. Days after he was reelected last month, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach charged Ceballos with three counts of voting illegally. Ceballos was born in Mexico. Kobach said that while Ceballos is a legal resident, he is not a citizen and therefore cannot vote. Ceballos says he simply made an honest mistake, believing he was eligible to vote as a permanent resident. His first court appearance is scheduled for December 19th. If you felt a little rumbling in Saline County last night, don't worry. It was just a small earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 3.7 quake hit about 12 miles southeast of Salina at 9:39 p.m., Based on the preliminary seismic data, geologists say the quake should not have caused any significant damage, but was probably felt by many people as light vibration in the area of the epicenter. In college basketball, the K-State men defeated Mississippi Valley State last night, 108-49. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 57 degrees. That's about 13 degrees above average for this state. Little breezy, though, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear, lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow, sunny, more seasonable, high temperatures tomorrow near 43 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly clear, 34 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel in Washington, D.C.
And Amy Martinez in Culver City, California.
She'll be the first black woman to ever win a statewide election in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Glad you're listening. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, when a Gardner apartment complex closed because it was condemned for unsafe living conditions, hundreds of residents were left homeless. A Kansas lawmaker wants to put more pressure on landlords to maintain their properties.
Hopefully it would be a risk deterrent that we change the math on the decision to not fix things that really need to be fixed.
Coming up on Morning Edition, how a small change to Kansas law could provide more protection for renters. That's at 6:45.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 57 degrees. That's about 13 degrees above average for this date. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear skies, 34 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 34 as well.
I'm Sean Lay. On today's BBC NewsHour, we hear from the heart of the Cambodia-Thai border dispute, Lithuania's state of emergency after weather balloons from Belarus disrupt air traffic, and a golden gathering that's barking but record-breaking.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane.
Program seeks to address poverty by giving cash and financial coaching to people who need it. Now, funding to global development programs like this are being cut.
If we can find a better way of squeezing more juice out of whatever we're doing, then you can expand and help more people. And instead of going to 1,000 communities, we can go to 2,000 communities.
More on those challenges on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear KPR's All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 57 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 6:30.
I'm not saying that artists should be getting all of the $14 billion that the radio gets this year, but how about a little bit?
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The private prison company CoreCivic is applying for a permit from the city of Leavenworth so it can detain immigrants at its now closed facility in the city. This comes after the company claimed for months that it didn't need the permit. Now CoreCivic says it will apply for a permit, but continues to insist it's not legally necessary. The Leavenworth City Commission has set tentative dates in February and March to consider the application at public meetings. If approved, Leavenworth would become a regional hub for President Trump's mass deportation campaign. President Trump announced a $12 billion bailout for farmers yesterday. Midwestern row crop farmers have been hard hit by Trump's trade wars. Tariffs boosted prices for fertilizer, farm machine, and other supplies. Retaliatory tariffs cut export sales and dampened the prices of the crops they sell. Richard Oswald, who grows corn and soybeans in northwest Missouri, says the bailout will help cover bills and loan payments, but won't make up for this year's losses.
They're attempting to replace profit with bailout money. It's not the same as having a good market and making a profit.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will distribute most of the bailout funds by March. Row crop farmers will get $11 billion and specialty farmers the remaining $1 billion. A teenager has been arrested after accidentally shooting himself in Salina early Saturday. Police were called after the 16-year-old male was taken to a hospital for treatment. The wound was superficial. Investigators say the teen was in a vehicle and was carrying a handgun under his left arm. When he reached for it, a shot was fired, injuring him in the left armpit. The Junction City Post reports the teen faces charges including unlawful discharge of a firearm and underage alcohol consumption. A new report gives Kansas and Missouri failing grades for gun safety. The Giffords Law Center, a national gun safety organization, graded all 50 states on the strength of their gun laws and firearm death rates. Kansas and Missouri both received an F. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, unseasonably warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 57 degrees. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear. Lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow sunny, more seasonable temperatures, highs tomorrow around 43. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR.
Had to live with black bear before.
But the next generation in Alpine, and the ones after that, will likely grow up knowing this place once again as bear country. For NPR News, I'm Carlos Morales in Alpine, Texas.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your...
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up on Morning Edition, an environmental group is leading a call for Congress to place a moratorium on the construction of new data centers. Those are used to power artificial intelligence, of course. We'll hear that story at 6:51.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 57 degrees, about 13 degrees above average for this date. It'll be a little breezy, winds out of the southwest 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theodorelawrence.com.
Current conditions around the KPR listening area. Lawrence, mostly clear, 34 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 34. Atchison, mostly clear, 35 degrees. It's 6:44.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Favel is in Syria learning some of the secrets of a government.
His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there.
This is NPR.
Morning, Amy Martinez. A Waymo robo-taxi was driving in San Francisco.
NPR. And from 20th Century Studios, with Ella McKay, a new comedy from James L. Brooks, starring Emma Mackey, Jamie Lee Curtis, with Albert Brooks and Woody Harrelson. Ella McKay, in theaters this Friday. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Residents of an apartment complex in Gardner, Kansas, were kicked out of their homes earlier this year when the city condemned the property for unsafe living conditions. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, a Kansas lawmaker is proposing a small change to state consumer protection laws to help tenants.
It's been a little more than 6 months since the closure of Aspen Place Apartments left Candace Montgomery homeless.
I met her near the complex, her brother in Topeka, and her children stay with friends in Gardner so they can continue to go to school.
The whole summer was hell for me. The summer, I was homeless the entire summer. My children were not, luckily, because of their friends' families.
Kansas lawmakers from both parties might consider changes in the upcoming legislative session to help protect renters, like sealing eviction notices until a judgment is made and beefing up city authority for rental inspections. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Gardner.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, housing, and many other issues connected to public policy. You can hear more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Here's a great way to segue into the holiday season, KPR's annual Big Band Christmas, this Saturday night. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will serve up Yuletide songs and some classic KC jazz. Big Band Christmas is always a hot ticket. Get yours now. They're on sale at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. Wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear, lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow, sunny but cooler, highs tomorrow near 43. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 34 degrees at 9 minutes before 7.
See the new limits? Many utilities will probably need to invest in technology to remove PFAS. For NPR, I'm Morgan Watkins in Louisville.
This story comes from NPR's partnership with Louisville Public Media and KFF Health News.
All right, we have some exciting news. Nominations for the 2026 Golden Globes are out.
And Morning Edition's companion podcast, Up First, is one of the nominees for the first ever Best Podcast Award.
And really, it's about time. I mean, Up First gives you the top three stories to start your day.
Right. It's a really good way to get up to speed in the morning, probably why it's nominated for a Golden Globe. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm Amy Martinez.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News from NPR and KPR is up next. It's 7 o'clock.
Bill passed out of committee on a 6-3 vote. A final vote is expected on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. In a change of course, private prison company CoreCivic will apply for a permit to detain immigrants at its facility in Leavenworth. Zane Irwin reports.
Throughout a months-long court battle, CoreCivic has argued that it does not need a permit to detain immigrants who lack legal status at its 1,000-bed facility in northeast Kansas. But now the company says it's applying for that permit anyway, though CoreCivic maintains that it's not legally necessary. That could bring Leavenworth one step closer to becoming a regional hub for President Trump's mass deportation campaign. The Leavenworth City Commission has set tentative dates in February and March to consider the application in public meetings. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Overall, maternal and infant health has improved in recent years in Kansas. That's according to a scorecard from the nonprofit March of Dimes. But people of color still face the biggest disparities in the state. Nearly half of Kansans of Pacific Islander descent experience inadequate prenatal care, and the infant mortality rate for babies born to black mothers is nearly two times the rate of the state overall. A spokesperson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the agency is working to address racial disparities, as well as working to improve access to maternal mental health care and substance use services. Joe Ceballos, the mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, has resigned. KSN reports the city announced his resignation last night. Days after he was reelected last month, Ceballos was charged by Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach with three counts of voting illegally. Ceballos was born in Mexico. Kobach said that while Ceballos is a legal resident, he is not a citizen and therefore cannot vote. Ceballos says he simply made an honest mistake, believing he was eligible to vote as a permanent resident. His first court appearance is scheduled for December 19th. If you felt a little rumbling in Saline County last night, don't worry. It was just a small earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 3.7 quake hit about 12 miles southeast of Salina at 9:39 p.m. Based on preliminary data, geologists say the quake should not have caused any significant damage, but was probably felt by many people as light vibration in the area of the epicenter. In college basketball, the K-State men defeated Mississippi Valley State last night, 108-49. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 57 degrees. Windy, though. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear, lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow sunny, but more seasonable temperatures. Highs tomorrow near 43 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear skies, 35 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear skies and 35 degrees as well. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR.
In cages for people rather than building housing.
Immigration issues, experts say, are dividing Latino voters in South Florida and may not only influence this mayor's race, but impact midterm elections nationwide next fall. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Ceballos in Miami.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on Morning Edition, when a Gardner apartment complex closed because it was condemned for unsafe living conditions, hundreds of residents were left homeless. A Kansas lawmaker wants to put more pressure on landlords to maintain their properties.
Hopefully it would be a risk deterrent that we change the math on the decision to not fix things that really need to be fixed.
Coming up, we'll hear how a small change to Kansas law could provide more protection for renters. We'll hear that story at 8:45.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 57 degrees. Tonight begins cloudy, becomes clear, lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 43. Thursday, we go back up into the 50s. Friday's highs back down into the 30s. Up and down with the high temperatures this week. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 35 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 35. Sunrise is in 8 minutes.
I'm Sean Lay. On today's BBC NewsHour, we hear from the heart of the Cambodia-Thai border dispute, Lithuania's state of emergency after weather balloons from Belarus disrupt air traffic, and a golden gathering that's barking but record-breaking.
BBC NewsHour starts at 9 o'clock after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
You talked about what you and I are talking about, right? The need to more effectively take on a lawless president, but also outline the measures we will take to shake up the status quo and allow the Democratic Party to regain the trust and confidence of the American people.
Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen, thank you so much for your time.
Good to be with you.
This is NPR News.
In Uganda, a program seeks to address poverty by giving cash and financial coaching to people who need it. Now, funding to global development programs like this are being cut.
If we can find a better way of squeezing more juice out of whatever we're doing, then you can expand and help more people. And instead of going to 1,000 communities, we can go to 2,000 communities.
More on those challenges on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today, every weekday, right here on Kansas Public Radio. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. You can listen to us online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom, and a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 7:30.
Netflix promised you roughly $28 a share in cash and some stock, but we'll give you $30 a share, all cash.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The private prison company CoreCivic is applying for a permit from the city of Leavenworth so it can detain immigrants at its now closed facility in the city. This comes after the company claimed for months it didn't need the permit. Now CoreCivic says it will apply for one, but continues to insist it's not legally necessary. The Leavenworth City Commission has sent tentative dates in February and March to consider the application in public meetings. If approved, Leavenworth would become a regional hub for President Trump's mass deportation campaign. Maternal and infant health in Kansas is improving, but a report from the nonprofit organization March of Dimes says there are still racial disparities. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
Things like preterm births, infant mortality, and adequate prenatal care improved in Kansas. The state scored a C- for preterm births, which is higher than the national grade, a D+. But the report found higher preterm births and inadequate prenatal care for people of color. In an emailed statement, a spokesperson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said they're encouraged by the improvements, but they know there is still work to do. The agency says there are several initiatives aimed at communities disproportionately impacted by maternal health issues. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
A new report gives Kansas and Missouri failing grades for gun safety. The Giffords Law Center, a national gun safety organization, graded all 50 states on the strength of their gun laws and firearm death rates. Kansas and Missouri both received an F. The group ranked Kansas 42nd out of 50 states for gun law strength. It was noted that the state's firearm death rate fell slightly over the past year, but it remains 19% higher than the national average. A teenager has been arrested after accidentally shooting himself in Salina early Saturday. Police were called after the 16-year-old male was taken to a hospital for treatment. The wound was superficial. Investigators say the teen was in a vehicle and was carrying a handgun under his left arm. When he reached for it, a shot was fired. He was injured in the left armpit. The Junction City Post reports the teen faces charges including unlawful discharge of a firearm. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 57 degrees. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Could have unintended consequences.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie. Thank you, Greg.
Sure thing, Layla.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios in Lawrence. Thank you for listening. Coming up, Walmart, the world's biggest retailer, is set to make a historic debut today. The retail giant will begin trading on the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index after being listed on the New York Stock Exchange since 1972. What is driving this move? We'll find out on the Marketplace Morning Report at 7:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon near 57 degrees. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear. Lows around 36. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 43.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 35 degrees at 744.
I'm Leila Faldil, a bit behind on the news. No sweat, we got you.
Okay, so just remind us, who is suing?
More at mott.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Residents of an apartment complex in Gardner, Kansas, were kicked out of their homes earlier this year when the city condemned the property for unsafe living conditions. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, a Kansas lawmaker is proposing a small change to state consumer protection laws that would help tenants.
It's been a little more than 6 months since the closure of Aspen Place Apartments left Kansas.
The summer, I was homeless the entire summer. My children were not, luckily, because of their friends' families.
Kansas lawmakers from both parties might consider changes in the upcoming legislative session to help protect renters, like sealing eviction notices until a judgment is made and beefing up city authority for rental inspections. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Gardner.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, housing, and other issues connected to public policy. You can hear more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including the latest on the battle between the private prison company CoreCivic and the city of Leavenworth. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today, the romance from the Ina Kleina Nacht music starts us off, plus a French harp concerto and Madeline Dring's trio for flute, oboe, and piano, some Hanukkah tunes after 10, and we'll chat with Steve Eubank, the director of the Lawrence Civic Choir. They've got a concert coming up this weekend. We'll find out all about that. Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's the BBC News Hour. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, unseasonably warm, high temperatures near 57 degrees. That's about 13 degrees above average for this date. Little windy, though, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy, 35 degrees. In Topeka, it's mostly sunny and 35.
Around 100 AI measures this year. For example, Oregon prohibits AI from using licensed professionals' titles, such as registered nurse. And North Dakota prohibits people from using AI-powered robots to harass others. It's not clear that President Trump can block these state laws. His executive order could face legal challenges. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Team effort. Our producers are Tamara Fagan, Ashley Rodriguez, Ariana Rosas, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Alex Schroeder. Our supervising senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also, online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR, KPR, and a complete look at your forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Collecting Americans' personal data without a clear need for it and cited legal and data security concerns. They suggested sharing de-identified data instead and asked USDA to answer a number of questions, including whether it can confirm state SNAP data won't be used for immigration enforcement. Jude Jaffe Block, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. In a change of course, private prison company CoreCivic will apply for a permit to detain immigrants at its facility in Leavenworth. Zane Irwin reports.
Throughout a months-long court battle, CoreCivic has argued that it does not need a permit to detain immigrants who lack legal status at its 1,000-bed facility in northeast Kansas. But now the company says it's applying for that permit anyway, though CoreCivic maintains that it's not legally necessary. That could bring Leavenworth one step closer to becoming a regional hub for President Trump's mass deportation campaign. The Leavenworth City Commission has set tentative dates in February and March to consider the application in public meetings. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Trump administration will be sending farmers $12 billion to help them stay in business and compensate for their trade war losses. Frank Morris has that story.
Many Midwestern farmers lost money this year. President Trump's trade wars didn't help. Tariffs boosted the already high cost of fertilizer and farm machinery. Retaliatory tariffs temporarily hobbled export markets for American farm commodities. The administration will use a U.S. Department of Agriculture fund to cover the funding package. Missouri corn and soybean farmer Richard Oswald says most of the bailout money will go straight to banks and suppliers.
There's money to pay the bill now. Liquidity is another word for it. A lot of farmers have liquidity problems.
Oswald says the bailout will let some farmers pay off last year's operating loans so they can borrow more to cover planting this spring. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Joe Ceballos, the mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, has resigned. KSN reports the city announced his resignation last night. Last month, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach charged Ceballos with 3 counts of voting illegally. Ceballos was born in Mexico. Kobach said that while Ceballos is a legal resident, he is not a citizen and therefore cannot vote. Ceballos says he simply made an honest mistake, believing he was eligible to vote as a permanent resident. His first court appearance is scheduled for December 19th. If you felt a little rumbling in Saline County last night, don't worry. It was just a small earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 3.7 quake hit about 12 miles southeast of Salina at 9:39 last night. In college basketball, the K-State men defeated Mississippi Valley State last night, 108-49. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 57 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, then gradually becomes clear, lows overnight around 36. Forecast for tomorrow, sunny, more seasonable temperatures, high tomorrow near 43. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 35 degrees, Topeka's mostly sunny and 35 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR, it's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes
to ever win a statewide election in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including a new report on maternal and infant health in Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
Time is running out for you to get your tickets to KPR's Big Band Christmas. It's this Saturday night at Liberty Hall, featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Last year, the show sold out, so you better get your tickets now. They are available in person at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster.com. Big Band Christmas this Saturday night at Liberty Hall. All the details at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at TheaterLawrence.com.
Latest weather forecast, pretty much unchanged. Mostly sunny today. Highs this afternoon near 57 degrees. Still breezy. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear. Lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow sunny, more seasonable temperatures tomorrow. High near 43. Looking ahead to Thursday, mostly sunny. Temperatures back up in the 50s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs back down into the 30s. Temperatures going up and down this week. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
That includes a famous temple claimed by both sides. Clashes between the two have been occurring on and off ever since. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
This is NPR News.
In Uganda, a program seeks to address poverty by giving cash and financial coaching to people who need it. Now, funding to global development programs like this are being cut.
If we can find a better way of squeezing more juice out of whatever we're doing, then you can expand and help more people. And instead of going to 1,000 communities, we can go to 2,000 communities.
More on those challenges on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson. It's from 3 to 7 on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 57. More details coming right up. It's 8:30.
Because of his trade war, the president is giving himself high marks on his handling of the U.S. economy. In an interview with Politico, Trump graded himself with an A++++++. He'll be traveling to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania later today to discuss affordability and the cost of living. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The private prison company CoreCivic is applying for a permit from the city of Leavenworth so it can detain immigrants at its now closed facility in the city. This comes after the company claimed for months that it didn't need the permit. Now CoreCivic says it will apply for one, but continues to insist it's not legally necessary. The Leavenworth City Commission has set tentative dates in February and March to consider the application in public meetings. If approved, Leavenworth would become a regional hub for President Trump's mass deportation campaign. Maternal and infant health in Kansas is improving, but a report from the nonprofit organization March of Dimes says there are still racial disparities. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
Things like preterm births, infant mortality, and adequate prenatal care improved in Kansas. The state scored a C- for preterm births, which is higher than the national grade, a D+. But the report found higher preterm births and inadequate prenatal care for people of color. In an emailed statement, a spokesperson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said they're encouraged by the improvements, but they know there is still work to do. The agency says there are several initiatives aimed at communities disproportionately impacted by maternal health issues. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
A new report gives Kansas and Missouri failing grades for gun safety. The Giffords Law Center, a national gun safety organization, graded all 50 states on the strength of their gun laws and firearm death rates. Kansas and Missouri both received an F. The group ranked Kansas 42nd out of the 50 states for gun law strength. It was noted that the state's firearm death rate did fall slightly over the past year, but it remains 19% higher than the national average. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with unseasonably warm temperatures this afternoon, highs near 57 degrees, about 13 degrees above average for this date. Bit breezy too, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear, lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow sunny, cooler, highs tomorrow around 43. Right now in Lawrence, it's sunny, 36 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR.
I'm Carlos Morales in Alpine, Texas.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your...
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios in Lawrence. So happy you're with us. Still ahead on Morning Edition, an environmental group is leading a call for Congress to place a moratorium on the construction of new data centers. We'll hear that story at 8:51.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, warm for this time of year anyway. Highs this afternoon around 57 degrees. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear, lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 43, much more seasonable. For Thursday, however, mostly sunny, high goes back up to 52. Friday, mostly sunny, high only around 39 degrees. So we've got temperatures going up and down all week. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 36 degrees. Topeka's mostly sunny, 36 as well. It's 8:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of...
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. That runs from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 57 degrees, winds out of the southwest 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear overnight. Temperatures overnight around 36 degrees. Tomorrow sunny, more seasonable temperatures, highs tomorrow near 43 degrees. Looking ahead to the end of the week, Thursday mostly sunny with a high back up into the 50s. Friday mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Let's sneak a peek at Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. So we've got warmer temperatures today, cooler temperatures tomorrow, warmer temperatures Thursday, cooler temperatures Friday. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly sunny, 36 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 36. Chanute, sunny, 37 degrees. It's 9 before 9.
Water contains at least one type of PFAS. If those levels exceed the new limits, many utilities will probably need to invest in technology to remove PFAS. For NPR, I'm Morgan Watkins in Louisville.
This story comes from NPR's partnership with Louisville Public Media and KFF Health News.
All right, we have some exciting news. Nominations for the 2026 Golden Globes are out.
And Morning Edition's companion podcast, Up First, is one of the nominees for the first ever Best Podcast Award.
And really, it's about time. I mean, Up First gives you the top three stories to start your day.
Right. It's a really good way to get up to speed in the morning, probably why it's nominated for a Golden Globe. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Tuesday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is up next right after the news from NPR.
Support for KPR comes from Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Annie the Musical, featuring songs like Tomorrow and It's a Hard Knock Life, running December 5th through the 7th and 12th through the 14th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org.
You won't need your winter coat today. Forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with highs this afternoon around 57 degrees. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes clear, lows overnight around 36. Tomorrow, cooler. Sunny with a high near 43. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 38 degrees at a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Trump administration says it will give $12 billion to farmers in the U.S. It's to compensate them for losses incurred because of trade wars and tariffs. From member station KCUR, Frank Morris reports the one-time payment is mostly to farmers who plant crops such as corn and soybeans.
President Trump's trade wars aggravated a bleak equation for U.S. farmers. His tariffs jacked up the prices of the supplies and equipment they need to buy. And retaliatory tariffs cut export sales and drove down grain prices. Many Midwestern farmers lost money this year. Missouri farmer Richard Oswald says the bailout will help cover bills and loan payments, but won't make up for this year's losses.
They're attempting to replace profit with bailout money. It's not the same as having a good market and making a profit.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will distribute bailout funds by March, with row crop farmers taking $11 billion and other farmers splitting another $1 billion. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.
President Trump is threatening to impose another 5% tariff on Mexico if it doesn't release more waters for American farmers in the southern U.S. Mexico has argued that it's in the middle of a drought. Indiana state senators have advanced a bill to the full Senate that would redraw Indiana's congressional districts. It's an effort to send more Republicans to the House of Representatives. President Trump has demanded that Indiana Republicans do this to help him. Hundreds of people opposing redistricting crowded outside the Indiana state legislature yesterday in Indianapolis. They chanted, "Stop the steal." Indiana GOP Senate leaders have said there is not enough support to pass the redistricting measure in their chamber. However, it is expected to come up for a vote later this week. Stocks open mixed this morning as the Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting that's expected to result in lower interest rates. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped about 160 points in early trading.
Investors are fairly confident the central bank will lower its benchmark interest rate by a quarter percentage point tomorrow. They'll also be watching what Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and his colleagues have to say about prospects for additional rate cuts in the new year. There's considerable uncertainty as the central bank's trying to keep a lid on both inflation and unemployment. Pepsi is planning to cut jobs and narrow its product lineup by 20% as it works to cut costs and lower prices. The soft drink and snack maker has been under pressure from an activist investor. And computer chip maker NVIDIA has gotten a green light from the White House to sell advanced chips in China. The U.S. government will receive a share of the proceeds. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A federal judge has ruled the Justice Department can publish investigative material from a sex trafficking case against Ghislaine Maxwell. She was the partner of late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The ruling comes after Congress passed a measure last month to publicize Epstein's investigative records. These documents are supposed to be released by December 19th. New polling data from the Pew Research Center show that the religious composition of the United States has changed very little over the last 5 years. NPR's Sarah Ventry reports it also shows there is no clear evidence of a religious revival among young adults.
According to Pew, this stability in religiousness is striking because it comes after decades of religious decline. Though older people tend to be more religious than younger ones, Americans have grown less religious as they've aged. Historically, women have been more religious than men, but this data shows the gender gap in religiousness is closing. But it's not because men are becoming more religious. It's because women are becoming less. The survey shows that 70% of adults in the United States identify with a religion, but only a third of adults attend religious services at least once or twice a month, and 28% of adults identify with no religion at all. Sarah Ventry, NPR News.
Late night host Jimmy Kimmel says he has extended his contract with ABC for an extra year through May of 2027. The extension comes as President Trump continues to attack Kimmel and other late-night hosts who repeatedly poke fun at him. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Thank you.
That's the overture from a comic opera by Luigi Cherubini. Composed in 1806, the opera is Fanishka. Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields here for you today on Kansas Public Radio. Daryl Brogdon here with the classics, and thank you for making some time to join us here today on KPR. Later this hour, we'll hear some chamber music by Zoltan Kodály from a recording made in the KPR Live Performance Studio. That's in about 20 minutes. Next is music by a composer whose name may not be well known to you. It's Felix Draeseke. He was a German composer who died in 1913. In the early part of the 20th century and even the latter 19th century, his music was very popular in Europe, even as late as the mid-1940s. After that, his music was not played as often, but more recently, recordings of music by Draeseke have been made, and hopefully we'll get to know him again. Here's his Symphony No. 4, the Comic Symphony, on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.